Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Ayin Dalet Omud Aleph. And we begin with the last words of Ayin Gimel Omud Beis with the start of Se'if Beis in Simen Mem Hei. Yesterday we talked about the halacha of wearing your tefillin in a Beis HaKfaris in a cemetery. Today we talk about the halacha of wearing your tefillin in a bathhouse. Again, they would wear their tefillin all day, not just during davening in a shul. That's why these questions are very pertinent. So, Se'if Beis, the Mechaber writes, it's inside a bathhouse, a public bathhouse, that was comprised actually of three parts, an outside most part, an in-between part, and then the most internal part, the inside part, which was the actual bathhouse. So in this Beis HaMerechatz, Bayis HaChitzel, in the external most, the outside most area, Shekol Omdim Bo Heim Levushim, all the people standing in that area are just coming into that area, and they're all fully dressed. So Yecholim L'Haniach Sham Tefillin L'Chatchila, one could even put on the tefillin in that third external most area. Certainly you don't have to take off the tefillin if you're already wearing them. In the middle area, people are beginning to get undressed or dressed again after coming out from the inside most bathhouse. So in this area you have some people dressed, some people undressed. You don't put on your tefillin in this area. However, but if you're already wearing the tefillin, you're coming in from the third outmost area, when you're coming into this middle area, you're not mechuyev to take off your tefillin. But you wouldn't put on tefillin in this middle area. You'd wait till you get to the outside area. And in the innermost area, ubabayis hapnimi, shekola omdim shom arumim, that's where people are fully unclothed in that area. That's the actual bathhouse area. Afilu hayu berosho tzorach lecholtzon. If you have your tefillin on your head, you must take them off. That's the entire mechaber, and that concludes Simen Mem Hei. And now we'll look at the Mishneh Berurah. There is no Ramah on this. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet writes, Bayis Hachitzon, the external most, outermost compartment of this bathhouse, Shadarkom Hoyo La'achar Shalav Shohecholuk Bebayis Hoemtsoy. The custom was when they would put on their jacket or their outermost shirt in the middle compartment, then they would go Leilech Labayis Hachitzon V'ligmor Elevishon. They would finish getting dressed from there in the external, outermost compartment. In Sivkot and Hay, the Mishneh Berurah writes, the middle compartment had sometimes people dressed, sometimes people not dressed. Yesh Omer, the Mishneh Berurah says, sometimes dim ata ain sham adam arom. Right now, for example, if there is nobody there that's naked, mutul aniach bo tefillin l'varach. One would actually be allowed to go and put on the tefillin in that setting. However, he brings down, in the name of the Bach and the Olas Tamid in the Prisha, the Yesh Osrim. There are those that I just mentioned that disagree and say, no, you can't l'chatchila put on your tefillin in the middle area. Since that place is set for people to go and change, din merchatz olav b'miktzos, so it has a little bit the status of being a merchatz, a bathhouse, and therefore one would not be allowed to go and put the tefillin on in that area, even if there is nobody naked right now. Then the Mishneh Berurah adds, ubeis hatzvila, not a bathhouse, but a mikvah, mashm v'taz, he brings down the taz from Simen Pei Dalet, the din bayis ho'em tzoi yesh lo l'chol dovar. This has the status of being like the middle area, and the only thing you'd be allowed to do there in this Beis HaTfilah would be Virak Birkas HaTfilah Mutar Levarach Bo. You can make the bracha on tevilah in the mikvah, but you can't make any other brachas over there. You can't wear your tefillin over there. And he says, Ayin Sham Taimo, he says, go look over there in Simen Pei Dalet for the reasoning behind this. Umei HaMogin Avraham, B'Simen Zeh, from the Mogin Avraham, Mashma debein debein ba'odam aro mutul aniach b'tefillin levarach. The Magen Avraham disagrees and says if there is nobody naked over there, then you could put on your tefillin and make the brach on the tefillin. The daf could be merachotz only in a bathhouse. Echmiru afa pishein shamadam. Only in that middle area of a bathhouse, even when there's nobody there that's unclothed, should you not put on your tefillin. You should not make a brach on the tefillin. Yishum mishahaz zuhamoso rabba mehevel hachamin shemishtam shiba. Because even in the middle area, there's still a lot of heat and a lot of wet sweat and a lot of these noxious fumes, if you wish, that are coming from the Hevel, the hot Schwitz area inside the base HaMerechatz itself. And therefore, in the middle area, there is still this significant Zuhama, this sweat that's present over there that should be inappropriate to wear your tefillin, to put on tefillin with a bracha. As opposed to Mashen came b'mikvah, as opposed to a mikvah, which is different. Although the Mishneh Berurah in parentheses does say, V'im shochen bo gam kein chamim yesh la'ayin, says, if you really have a lot of hot water in the mikvah, so it's a little bit like a schwitz, then he says, maybe the din would be different. But in any event, he concludes, Avlam yesham odam arum, osu likonez bo betfilin v'kisvei kodesh. If people are in this middle area, and there are people there that are undressed, so then it's certainly inappropriate to go in there with your tefillin on or with any kisvei kodesh. Because it's inappropriate for somebody to stand naked in front of the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, look in Simon Pei Dalid. The Mishnah Berurah discusses this more in that context. Dirshu footnote number 6 brings down an interesting idea. What about the Neiris Shabbos? So he brings down the Ramah, Shenogu l'chasos es hayalodim haketanim bifneihem shelo yamdu kinegdom arumim. The custom was they wouldn't let the young children prance around undressed in front of the Shabbos candles, bishum bizui mitzvah. It's inappropriate. And likewise, the little vosh tefillin kishalibo megula ve'arvaso mechusa. What about if a person's not wearing a shirt? So his heart, so to say, is uncovered, albeit he's wearing pants, so his erva area, his genital area, is covered up. So he brings down as well, in Simon Lamed Ches, that we had already learned, shav shemitzada brocha in iser. Technically, there is no iser involved. Shari mutter li odom levara kishervaso mechusa. As long as your genitals are covered up, even if you're shirtless, you would be allowed to make a bracha. Nevertheless, he concludes, Mikol makom einochem laniach tefillin kishlibo megula. It's improper to have your tefillin on while you're not wearing a shirt. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sifkat and Vav, Ubayis Tapnimi, the innermost chamber, which is the base of Merichotz, where people are fully unclothed, Bezel Kuliyama, Afilu Ein Sham Odom Orum, even if nobody's there right now, but since in that place, the Nefisha Zuama, that place has a tremendous amount of sweat, and the Hevel over there, the Schwitz, is prevalent over there. Therefore, Ukibesa Kisi Dami, it's like a bathroom. And if nobody's in the bathroom, or there's no excrement right now in the bathroom, that still doesn't give you permission to go in there with your tefillin. So to over here, the innermost area of the Beis HaMerachatz always has the status of being inappropriate and also to wear your tefillin in that area. This concludes, after many, many weeks of learning, Hilchos Tefillin. I hope people have learned tremendously from this. There's a tremendous amount of information that we've tried to cover, and we've really only scratched the surface. But kol hakavod to everybody for reaching this point where we've gone through all of Hilchos Tefillin in Mishnah Berurah. And now we have the schus to begin Hilchos Berachas HaShachar Ushar Brachos. Now we'll begin the learning, Simen Mem Vav, of the halachos of the brachos of Berachas HaShachar, as well as some other brachos that we say in the morning. And the Mechaber begins. When a person wakes up in the morning, the first thing he should say, as we'll see, we don't do this because we wait till we wash our hands, and we say this bracha in a different context, but we say, Yomar Elokai, and as we'll see, there's a pause after that. In all the Sidurim, there's always a comma. We had discussed this previously as well. You say, Elokai, Neshama Shinasatabi Tahorhi. And this is the bracha known in the vernacular as Elokai Neshama. Again, as I said, it's inappropriate to say it, Elokai Neshama, because that implies that your Neshama is your God, Chas V'Shalom, and that's, of course, heresy. But a person should say, Elokai, comma, Neshama Shinasatabi. That's the right way, although I will frequently also use the vernacular, Elokai Neshama, to discuss this tefillah. So this is the first tefillah that a person should say in the morning. We, of course, don't say this, as we've discussed previously, when our hands aren't clean, and we wait to say this bracha till a little bit later in our morning, although be it early still in the morning. The Mishnah Berurah has a slight hakadoma, and he brings down a little introduction over here. Kodem bo leveis haknesses, before a person goes to shul. Ba'od shuadayin bechatzar beis haknesses, while he's still in the courtyard of the beis haknesses, about to enter the shul. Yomar bebeis elokim nahalek birogish. We should enter into the house of God with tremendous trepidation, with tremendous feeling. V'yargish, and he should feel this. V'yirta, and he should have trembling. Atzmo be konso leveis haknesses mirov pachto, and he should be trembling in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he enters into the beis haknesses from this fear, so to say, this awe of God. The yamtin, he should wait, the yishma'at, and meditate and think for a second. The yomar vani berov chasdecha avol veisecha eshtachav elechal kot shecho birasecha, and he should say this pasuk that I in my great chesed over here have the opportunity to come into your house, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you are to be in awe and to be feared. And then, and only then, v'achar kach yikones. The issue footnote number 1 brings down that the minhag is to say Adon Olam as well early in the part of the davening when you enter the shul. And he brings down from the Siach Yitzchak in the name of the Magid Tzedek. The reason for this is because Avram Avinu, the Gemara in Brachas tells us, was the one that was Mesakin, the first one to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon Kol. And therefore, it's very appropriate, since Avram Avinu was Mesakin the Tefillah of Shacharis, that we should identify and say the Adon Olam in relation to the beginning of Shacharis. And furthermore, how great is the tefillah of Adon Olam? The Elyon Rabbah brings down in the name of the Mati Moshe, writes in the name of Rav Yehuda Chosid and Rav Haigon and Rav Shirigon, they call me Shemiskavein B'tchilas Adon Olam. If somebody is careful about having kavana for saying the Adon Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees him Shetfiloso Nishmas. His tefillah will be listened to. Vein Sotim Mekatrik Al Tefiloso. And all the prosecuting angels, the Sotim, will not be able to prosecute him for not davening properly or for other reasons why his tefillah should not be accepted. Furthermore, he brings down in this footnote that many people have the custom to say Matovu in the morning, albeit the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention this minhag, but the Elyon Rabbah brings down in the name of the Marshal that many didn't have the custom to say this because Bilam was the one that originally said this Matovu Tefillah, and he said it L'shem Klola for Klal Yisrael. However, he brings down that the Darki Moshe, in the name of the Kolbo, says one should say Matovu, and this is in fact the opinion of the Seder Hayom and the Mati Moshe, and this is how you'll find in almost all Sidurim that Matovu was listed at the very beginning of the davening of Shachris. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes, Kisheyeor, when you wake up in the morning, and he adds, Kol HaBrochos Elu, the reasoning behind the Mechaber saying that you have to say all these brachos is because it's inappropriate for a person to get hanoah from this world without making a bracha, as he'll explain more closely. In Dirshu footnote number 2, he does point out that this is the opinion of the Mechaber, but not everybody agrees with this. The Ramah says the purpose of these brachos is because they are giving recognition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all of these things in the world, and we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Mishnah Berurah is explaining, according to the Mechaber over here, that one is not allowed to get benefit from this world without making a bracha. And indeed, v'chol anana min olam hazeh b'li bracha, kilu mo'al. If somebody gets hanoah from this world without thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if he committed the act of me'ilah. Me'ilah is stealing from Hekdesh inadvertently. The Rabu Kroya Dodi, where do they get this idea from? Because there are two psukim that seem to be in contradiction to each other. One pasuk says, k'siv l'ashem haaretz m'lo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns all of the earth. And the other pasuk says, k'siv haaretz l'sal v'nei adam, that man was given earth. So how do you reconcile those two? The Tirtzu, the Gemara in Brachos, explains, lo kasha, there is no contradiction over here. Kan kodim bracha, kan liyacha bracha. Before you make a bracha, it belongs to Hashem. After you make a bracha, it belongs to you. Rotz lomar, this means to say, as I just said, kodim bracha hi l'Hashem. Yasrum l'cho kehektishu l'Hashem. Before you make the bracha, it's also to get benefit from it, because it's like hektish, and hektish you're not allowed to get any benefit from, and it belongs to Hashem. However, when you make the bracha, v'yachar ha-bracha, after the bracha, hutar ha-kol l'vnei adam, then you are permitted to go and benefit from this item. V'im kein, therefore, kivin shekodim ha-bracha hi l'Hashem, before the bracha belongs to Hashem, harei ha-kol kodesh l'Hashem. It's as if it's a hektish for Hashem, v'yesh bo me'ilah, and therefore one who inadvertently takes it is over the isser of me'ilah, imnanem imenu, if you got any benefit from it. Kimo b'truma, she kodesh, like eating truma, which is kodesh. Lefikach, therefore, tiknu chachamim zal b'racha al kol dover v'dover, mehanhogas ha'olam she'odor nanem imenu. Therefore, the rabbi set up a bracha on each and everything that a person might benefit from in this world in order not to be benefiting from this world without thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being over the isser, so to say, of me'ila. In Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, you do this bracha of Elokai, Neshama Shnasatabi, as soon as you wake up, Rotsa Lomar, Dafka Soshnasu. It means at the end of your waking up. Not if you wake up a couple of times in the middle of the night, then you don't make the bracha. It's only when you're getting up out of bed, ready to start the next day, that you make this bracha. V'lo kozman shiyokitz beza shotia. Not every time you get up in the middle of the night, you have to go to the bathroom where you just wake up and you can't toss and turn a little bit before you go back to sleep. You don't make the bracha over there. You only make it at the end of the morning when you're getting up. In Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Tzorich lahafsik ma'at bein Elokai l'neshama. As I've already pointed out, there's a pause, there's a comma in every single sitter between the words Elokai and neshama shenasatibi. Why? Kidei shlo yeh nishma shaneshama hi Elokav chas v'sholom. So it shouldn't sound like you're saying, Elokai, my God, neshama, which is the neshama. Chas v'sholom, to say that your soul is your God. V'dine berchas Elokai neshama, we already learned in Simen Vav, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot and Yud Beis, ayin sham. And the Mechaber writes, Kishish Yishma Kol HaTarnagol, when you hear the crowing of the Tarnagol of the rooster, Yivarech Hanosein Lasech Vivina. You make the bracha Hanosein Lasech Vivina. In Sivkot and Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah writes, why is the Sechvi over here used? What's this term Sechvi mean? Halev Nikra Sechvi Beloshna Mikra. The lave, the heart, is called Sechvi in Tanakh. Dichsiv, O minos and lasech vivino. Vahalev hu amevin. The heart is the part of the body, so to say, that understands. Vayidei habina, and via this understanding, odo matchim ben yom uvein laila. He distinguishes between the night and the day. Ubnei shatarnego amevin gam kinzeh. A rooster, when it crows in the morning, it also recognizes that the night is over. And likewise, when a man hears this, he benefits from listening to the rooster. He knows it's morning, is about to start. Therefore, in the Arabic language, in Arvi, we call it Tarnagol Sechvi. Therefore, that's why the rabbi set this brach up, as we'll learn in a couple of seifim, to be said at ideally when the chicken crows, when the rooster crows in the morning. Dear Shu, footnote number 4, he does bring down the Gemara in Brachos, who says that we don't say the words nosein lasech vivino, but we say asher nosan lasech vivino, which is the girsa that's found in most Sidurim. And this is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. Then the Mechaber continues and he writes, kishalovesh, when a person gets dressed, yivarach malbish aruvim, he makes the bracha, thanking Hashem for clothing the naked. In Sivkot and Hay, the Mishnah Brura, lav davko shiyoshin arom, it's not only talking about a person who's sleeping totally undressed, elokivin sh'odim lovesh malbu sh'elyon, sh'olam mevarech brachazu, that when a person does put on his cloak, his upper garment that's above maybe his undershirt, that's when he makes this bracha. Again, we'll see, that's not our custom today to make these brachos each and every step of the way, but we'll make them all later on together in the shul for various reasons, as we will learn. Then the Mechaber writes, kishenich yodov al gabe einov, Yivarach pokeach ivrim. When you go and put your clothing, that's how the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Vav understand this. Pirish ayidei hecholok. When you cover up your face, you're putting on your shirt over your face. The osur lahaniach yodav al einav kodem antila, because you can't touch your eyes before you washed antila sedayim. And this is talking about before antila sedayim. So then, when you're putting on your cloak over your eyes, you say the bracha pokeach ivrim. You're the one Hakadosh Baruch Hu that opens up one's eyes. You allow the blind to see. Kishyeshev, when you sit down, Yivarach Matir Asurim, you're the one that unbinds those that are bound. Kishazokev, when you stand up, Yivarach Zokev Gufufin, you're the one that allows the upright to be upright. Kishyaniach Raglov Oretz, when you put your feet down on the ground, Yivarach Lokah Oretz Al Hamoyim, the one who establishes the firmament of the ground. Kishino Minolov, Yivarach Shosali Kod Sarchi. When you put on your shoes, you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for giving me all of my needs. A person who has his shoes essentially has everything that's important in life. Kishaloch, Yivarech, when you walk, you say, HaMechim Etzadi Gover, you allow the person to take steps. And Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin says, instead of the Lashon HaMechim, he brings down the Aguda, who says the Girsa should be Asher Hichin Etzadi Gover. There's much more to be discussed on this, but we'll stop today's share at this point.